Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 16, 2021. A long-awaited journey. Question. Airbnb, a company that books accommodations around the world, has published a report with forecasts for the travel market for 2021. They believe that business travel will not return. Also, people will often travel by car and not far from home. 52% would prefer to leave their phones at home. Tourists do not want to spend time on photos and posting them on social networks, they are not interested in it owned, also, so that no one would connect with them. At the same time, the majority of tourists are ready for new trips again, and 54% have either already booked tickets or are planning a tour today. The first question is this: how can the desire to travel, even if you are threatened with infection, be explained? Haven't we learned the lessons of the coronavirus? Answer: the fact is that we do not live simply because we exist like cats that lie in the sun and bask. We still live by fulfillment. And then I buy a ticket to somewhere, maybe not far away, but abroad, where something is new, different, and I have a different feeling, and I'm traveling. Question: and no coronavirus can stop it? Does it live in a person? Answer: it lives in the person. I think people will start traveling after all. It will be possible to travel to certain countries, and maybe to all of them. And they will come out of this state. Without travel, there is no way to get any renewal. When you get into an unfamiliar environment, you become a child. And this state of carelessness, surprise, and discovery is very important for a person. Moreover, if he is already in old age, old like a young child, then it is very important for him, it's renewing. Question: are you like a child when you travel? Answer: sure. Today we will go there, then we will go here and do something else. This childishness that wakes up in us, some kind of carefree feeling, is precisely what attracts us. Question: but if we can travel to our inner world, will we see a bright world there? Answer: in this we will see everything. We will see the most important thing, the cause and effect of everything that happens. I am a great optimist. It will happen, and it will happen very quickly, and I will see it together with all of humanity. We will come to discover the full depth of nature in its true form. We will see all the causes and effects, everything that happens, everything that we produce in nature, what reactions we awaken and why. In general, we will see everything in front of us, all the worlds, huge, huge, and all this will be in our attainment. This is precisely the inner fulfillment of a person. Above this there is nothing, there is nothing more complete than this, and this captures a person so much that he no longer needs anything. This is not a restriction or a stop on the way, it is really for all that a person is created. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 8, 2021. Did humanity ever know truth? Comment: we have now entered the era of post-truth, an era of disbelief, although this is not such a new phenomenon. Throughout human development, stories of entire nations have been invented. Society first devours some kind of fictional story, and later it turns out that nothing was like that at all. And a person, not knowing whom to believe, stops believing anyone. He sees some kind of evolution of humanity, but he cannot grasp where the truth is. My response: he cannot grasp it because humanity has never been at the level of truth. Our primordial nature is egoism, which completely distorts the whole picture, both our inner and the surrounding world. Therefore, we have never known the truth. The truth was only in the Jewish people for a short period of time, from the Exodus of Egypt and the formation of the first temple until the Babylonian captivity. Then they saw themselves and the world around them in their true form. And then there was a gradual decline in the level of truth, which continued until the collapse of the Second Temple. And that was it, This level completely disappeared. The true world is the force of good, which in fact controls the world and fills the entire space around us, and inside this force of good, we represent the egoistic forces opposite to it, and we see the whole world through its properties. Therefore, it cannot be said that humanity once knew the truth. It was never there except for a very short period of time. Since then, the whole truth has been practically buried. Those people who really want to get to it should take Kabbalistic books and, by seriously studying, begin to work on themselves according to this method, which will correct their egoistic properties into altruistic ones. Only when they really come to the state of love your neighbor as yourself will they be able to see the real picture of the entire universe and the positive force, the Creator, who controls this picture. Before that, everything is absolutely useless. Therefore, science is today moving more toward the center, toward the realization that we are so wrong. But I cannot offer them anything except to study Kabbalah and learn the truth. And the conclusions of scientists about the egoistic nature of man are correct. But they have no means to fix it, to rise above it. As long as we are in our egoistic properties, we will alter all our best impulses, scientific, cultural, and other achievements to our detriment. From Cab TV's Challenges of the 21st Century. Introduction, April 24, 2019. Willingness to leave Egypt. Question: The Creator brings 10 blows to Egypt. What are all these 10 plagues? Answer: I do not think that this can be easily explained because we do not understand what the egoistic qualities revealed in a person are, and accordingly, what the altruistic qualities are. Question: For example, what is Egyptian darkness? Answer: A person sees that there is nothing but darkness in front of him in his as yet uncorrected egoistic qualities, but he is ready for this and goes forward. For him, spiritual darkness is more precious than egoistic light. He agrees to go with his eyes closed. Question: When all the firstborn children of Egypt were killed, does it mean that a person feels that he does not see a glimpse of light in his future? Answer: He has no connection with Egypt anymore. Nothing can grow there. And then he is ready to leave Egypt. Question: Does he make his own decision? Answer: Yes. Question: On one hand, I have to make my own decision, and on the other hand, I am in the ten. Are we making this decision together? Answer: Together. All work is in the ten but on different levels. Of course, we are still in the ego, the uncorrected level. But within our egoism, the corresponding decisions above it are already being made. Question: So all these blows are not received in my ego, but we seemingly all together receive them in our common ego? Answer: Yes. The ten is considered one common whole, and that is why it is called nation. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 15, 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora: What is spirituality? Spirituality is when I want others and nature to enjoy from everything I do, and that the enjoyment that goes to others and nature will not belong to me in any way. Opposite spirituality is corporeality, which is when I want to enjoy for self-benefit alone. Based on the afternoon daily Kabbalah lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on March 13, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora: What do you think about challenges on YouTube? Challenges on YouTube and on social media platforms in general represent our primal animal nature and how we learn from others. It is natural for us to imitate others since we are social animals. In the end, imitating one another brings us closer together. In some ways, we start to better understand each other. Whether such challenges are good or bad depends on what we imitate. For instance, If there are challenges that get people involved in doing good deeds to each other, and which increase positive social connection and helping others, then they are good for society and I'm all for them. Based on the TV show, Kabbalah Express, with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Israel Samsekoff on February 16, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. How should I relate to people's criticism of me? Question: how should I relate to people's criticism of me? Answer: I don't respond to criticism of me in particular, unless it is to the point and I see that I should take advantage of this criticism in order to change my methods of instruction a little, my expression, or to pay more attention to some aspect, etc. I welcome any criticism that can help me practically in the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. I disregard anything else that is said about me, and I don't even read what people write about me. I have heard that many unpleasant things have been written in the press, but I am not offended by any of them in any way. This is humanity's nature before it is corrected. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 23, 2018. A nation built on love your neighbor. You have raised the nation, the Israelites, on whom the faith of the Creator abides, as it should. This is the middle line, which includes both lines, the right and the left. Increased his joy, this is the level of the Rosh of the upper, the head of the upper. That is, Hesed turned Hochma that Abraham merged with, is called the Great One. And joy rests with him, meaning, the right line, Hesed, mercy. The book of Zohar: there are three upper qualities in us, Hesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. Below there are, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Hesed rises into Hochma, Gvura into Bina, Netzach into Hesed, Yesod into Hod, and so on. The 3 points, Cohen, Levi, and Israel, always entail a gradual development. These are our inner qualities that have nothing to do with people in this world. Any person, regardless of nationality, race, or affiliation, if he works internally on himself and wants to reach similarity with the Creator, egoism begins to manifest in him, as well as the property of the Creator, one line, then the second, and the third, with which he builds himself up. Therefore, this guidance applies to every person on earth. Question: can a spiritual state of rising Israel occur to any person, whether he is Chinese or German? Answer: sure. The middle line is the similarity to the Creator. There is no such nationality, Israel. This is an artificially created nation based on the spiritual principle of loving your neighbor as yourself. This was the call with which an ancient Babylonian priest and philosopher Abraham gathered the nation. Those who joined him wanted to advance using the quality of love and bestowal. Therefore, in our world, they have become what is called the people of Israel. But, in general, any person who strives, with the help of the two qualities of nature, receiving and giving, egoism and altruism, to the Creator is called Yasharel, Israel. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 6. How is the middle line created? Question: how can we give up the right line willingly in order to move to the middle line? Answer: you should not give up anything. The middle line appears as a result of the right combination between the right line and the left line. On the one hand, it exists thanks to both of them. We can say that the right line becomes the right line only because there is the left line in contrast to it. In fact, the implementation of the two lines takes place in the middle line. This means that one line cannot exist without the other. They determine and define each other by existing one opposite the other. Question: are there any special clear indications of the middle line, and how can we attain that it is actually the middle line? Answer: the middle line is attained by balance. It is just like a person walking on a tightrope, constantly balancing himself with the help of a rod. It is the same with you. If you forget this, you will not have a middle line because it does not exist on its own but only as the combination of two opposite lines. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 16, 2018. Adapt to Nature's Program. Comment: young people leave school, enter a new world, and what they are given, they do not want, and they are not offered anything else. My response: our world is the world of egoism. People have selfish power over each other, and such power prefers to operate with force. You can't do anything here. Power does not ask whether it is good or bad, it is possible or not. If it can win, then it immediately realizes itself. Of course, I understand the many-sided directions of young people in their desire to see the world for others. But they must realize that, first of all, it depends on how much they can prepare themselves for this. Indeed, in order, for example, to change life in Iran, or write a good book for the Chinese, or do something else in any country in the world, they must understand what the basic law of nature is and where nature leads us, since we cannot act against it. We see how, for thousands and thousands of years, mankind has tried to follow the path that it invented for itself, believing that this is supposedly a good, right path. In fact, it was constantly wrong. Choosing a new path goes wrong, another new path, wrong again. Like a group of small people in a huge forest. We are in such conditions to this day. But now the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed to us, which explains the laws of the development of the world, its program and the goal of development. Therefore, we must first study all this, and then, in order to understand more of this program and adapt ourselves to it, not it to us, but me to it. Because this is the program of nature, we cannot break nature. It breaks us down if need be. After we master this program and understand it, we need to somehow adapt to it so that we can live in it, develop in relation to it. Then we will get closer to nature and really see and feel what course of life we are placed in and how it wants to change us. To act in the same direction as nature affects us, this will be our most comfortable, correct state. This should be taught. From CAB TV's Integral World, July 13, 2018.